From Monday, galleries in New South Wales can reopen. It is incredibly exciting. Now, gallery management are doing their best to preserve our treasured places of contemplation and inspiration, but things may be a little different when the doors open. There will be beautiful exhibitions still in place, but the way we can interact in this space will definitely be changed. Now, Berlin was one of the first major cities around the world to reopen its galleries, and they embarked on a range of measures such as timed tickets and marking on the floor and extra cleaning routines. So it's those kind of things that you may find when we enter back into our beautiful holders of culture. Now, Michael Brand is the director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and he joins us this morning to tell us what we can expect when the doors reopen. Michael, how are you?
Oh, I'm very, very well, thanks, Lily. It's very nice to have a chat with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Now, firstly, I can imagine you've still been in the gallery at times over the closure. What has it been like walking through those cavernous halls?
Yeah, I've been in quite a lot because I've also been installing an exhibition that I curated called Some Mysterious Process. It was meant to open last month, so... Well, I'm delighted it's finally got installed and it will now be open to the public for the first time on Monday as well. It's been wonderful to be back in the building and working with art and some of the few colleagues who are still in there. It is very strange that walking around an empty gallery in the middle of the day, we're used to being there, you know, before opening hours and in the evening, but it's both beautiful, but also it's quite disturbing because you really do get that sense of where on earth is everybody, what's happened to them. So it's unusual. Look, we'll be very, very happy to have everyone back in the building, I can tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine that kind of general hum of the public in the middle of the day has just been audibly missed. Now, today is the first day that tickets go on sale. People can head to the gallery website. What can they expect in terms of the measures that are going to be in place?
Well, as you'd expect and hope, our first concern is to make sure that the Art Gallery of New South Wales is a safe place to visit for the public as of Monday. So most of the changes you'll notice will be at the very beginning of your visit because we aim to make your visit inside the building as comfortable and as much like before as we possibly can. So as you mentioned, timed ticketing are available online. We will have people out the front who will help also, so I'm sure a few people will turn up not knowing about the ticketing arrangements, but it is much better if you book online. There'll be no cloaking, so please don't bring big bags or anything with you. If it's raining, there will be places to leave umbrellas out the front undercover on the portico. If there are lines at all to get into the building, there will be dots on the ground, as you expect these days, to make sure people are lining up at a safe distance. Maybe a lot of my colleagues will be out the front to make sure everything's going as smooth as possible. We are also opening up. We actually have three front doors. Probably most people have forgotten it. The small front door now will be the central front door will be the entrance, and we are opening up one of the side doors as an exit, again, to make sure people can have a good amount of space between them. Within the building, we have quite a lot of space, and this is where visual arts and the art museums are much luckier than, say, the performing arts, where they're sort of trapped in a model of, seating very close to each other. And we would hope that people will be able to move around the gallery as they choose. There will be signs everywhere pointing out the most important thing, which is to maintain the 1.5 metres distance. What we're expecting is when people visit an art museum, in any case, they tend to do that because if you want to look at a painting and someone, there's a group already looking at it, you tend to look at another painting first and then go back and there's no one in front of it. So, look, hopefully it'll be a very familiar experience with familiar works of art. Cafe will be open from 10 to 2 during weekdays, 4 hours on the weekend. We're experimenting with a lighter menu. Everyone's going to do their best, and hopefully it'll work really well.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's kind of business as usual, but a streamlining of entering and exit and less touch points for people to kind of come into physical contact with each other.
Exactly. I should also point out the shop will be open, again, within a maximum number of people allowed in at one time.
Okay.
So, again, we just hope people will really enjoy being back in a public space. Being with other people, but not too close to them, but also with favourite works of art and a number of exhibitions that have either not been seen before, like mine, or two other ones that one, Under the Stars, shut down after only 2 days being open, and then Shadow Catchers, the fantastic photography exhibition, I think was only open for a week or 10 days, and most importantly, the Biennale of Sydney, which was only open for a couple of weeks. Really, really important exhibition. So we're delighted to be able to share that with the public too.
Yeah, it's a fabulous time to kind of get back in if you just missed those in their first early days. Now, in particular with Some Mysterious Process, I know that like you said, it's been a very personal exhibition for you pulling it together. Tell us a little more about it.
Okay, so the idea about the exhibition is to look at, in 2020, to look at 50 years of collecting international contemporary art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. We are the only art museum in Sydney that collects international contemporary art. And to look at 1970, both as a really interesting moment historically, so you think of 1968, political unrest, 1969, Man on the Moon, Opera House opens, and the Art Gallery of New South Wales starts to pay more attention to sort of cutting-edge contemporary art. But it's also a story of how we collected, which is really a story about philanthropy. Because almost everything in the exhibition, I think there are about 75 or so works, almost all of them have been acquired through philanthropy.
Oh, wow.
In particular, the masterpieces that come out of our foundation, which was founded in 1983. So you can sort of see between 1970 and 1983, the ambition builds up, but there's not always the money. And then with philanthropy, we actually are able to buy some remarkable works of art. And my goal has been to sort of share some of those works, also some more recent acquisitions, and to see how the collection meanders and grows over a period of time.
That's wonderful. And I wonder if there's a piece out of that exhibition that you could have hanging on your wall at home, what would it be?
Well, it's really interesting because you have your favourites, obviously, but I can never say. Otherwise, it's like saying your favourite children. But what I've loved is, I did a different layout of the gallery spaces. It's in the galleries where the Caldor collection has been shown previously.
Okay.
But working with one of my designer colleagues, Tongi Lemoine, we've painted the walls very different colours, and there are works that look just fantastic. And I think particularly the Cy Twombly triptych looks amazing on this sort of purplish wall in the centre of the exhibition. So partly it's seeing favourite friends again, and then partly it's seeing works of art brought to life in different ways and in different combinations with other works.
Yeah. Now, COVID gave everyone a chance at home to do some home maintenance projects. Have there been any projects that the gallery has taken the opportunity to kind of get into?
Oh, definitely. Most importantly, the Sydney Modern Project construction has been going on absolutely full steam ahead. And that is still, on schedule and everything. So that's super big. As part of that project, we are also doing some work on the existing building, and we're building a new curatorial centre up on the upper level. So that's going ahead right at the moment. Also, we've taken the chance to sort of to redo the floors in the bookshop and in the cafe areas. So I think probably like many institutions, it's quite hard to actually do that sort of maintenance when you're open 7 days a week. So we've taken that opportunity as well.
Yeah. Michael Brand, thank you so much for your time this morning. And I for one, am incredibly excited to get back into the gallery. And I wish you all the best for Monday. I'm sure it will go well, and I'm sure there will be lots of many happy people in there.
Thank you very much.